Today for the SIE exam, we are tackling a crucial topic, the basics of preferred stock. You'll often hear preferred stock referred to as a hybrid security, and for a very good reason. It blends features of both equity, like common stock, and debt, like bonds. It's like a spork in the world of finance. It has characteristics of two different things. Like common stock, it represents ownership in the corporation. But like a bond, it is designed to provide investors with a fixed, regular income payment, which is its main attraction. Let's focus on that fixed income feature, which comes in the form of dividends. Unlike common stock dividends that can fluctuate based on a company's earnings, preferred dividends are fixed. They are stated as a percentage of the stock's par value. For the purposes of the SIE exam, you can almost always assume the par value is $100. So, if a question mentions a 5% preferred stock, it means the company pays $5 in dividends per share annually. An exam question might ask, an investor holds a preferred stock with a 6% coupon and a $100 par value, what is the annual dividend? The answer is simply $6. A key rule to remember is that these dividends must be paid to preferred shareholders before any dividends are paid to common shareholders. This brings us to another core feature, liquidation preference. This is a very testable concept. If a company goes bankrupt and has to sell all its assets, there's a specific order for who gets paid back. First in line are the creditors and bondholders. After all the debts are paid, the preferred stockholders are next to receive their share. Only after they have been paid in full do the common stockholders get anything that might be left over, which is often nothing. For the exam, you must remember this pecking order. A simple way to keep this straight is to remember that P preferred stock has a P privileged position over common stock when it comes to payments. They get their dividends first and their investment back first in a liquidation. Now, what do investors give up for these privileges? The main trade-off is voting rights. While common stockholders get to vote on important company matters, like electing the board of directors, preferred stockholders typically do not have this power. They trade their voice in the company for the stability of fixed dividend payments and a higher claim on assets. A common trap for test takers is to misunderstand the relationship between preferred stock prices and interest rates. Because it pays a fixed dividend, preferred stock behaves very much like a bond in the open market. There is an inverse relationship. If prevailing interest rates in the market go up, newly issued bonds and preferred stocks will offer a higher yield. This makes an existing preferred stock with its lower fixed dividend less attractive, causing its market price to fall. Conversely, if interest rates fall, that fixed dividend looks more appealing and the market price of the preferred stock will rise. The exam will almost certainly test your understanding of this inverse relationship. Don't let the word stock fool you. When it comes to price movement and interest rates, you should think like a bond investor.